Yep, and I'm back. It's your boy Coach T, and I'm lit as usual. And I want to welcome you to another episode of the Local Locker Room Podcast. But today, I got a guest with me. My ace, my homie, my pain in the ass, my dog, Coach D, a.k.a. Coach Derek Knighty. And we're going to have a conversation today on two topics. Two topics that some would consider touchy. One of which I already spoke about on the Facebook page. If you're not following us on Facebook, be sure to do so. Hit up Local Locker Room VA, send us a request, we'll add you. You can also follow us on Twitter at Local Locker Room VA, and you can check us out on Instagram at LocalLockerRoom.VA. Be sure to slide by YouTube as well, because that's where we'll put the interviews that we have with some of the players or coaches in the future. With that being said, before we get into this conversation, we're going to check out one of our sponsors. And today's topic is, what is killing the programs in the area? We're talking from the high school level to the youth level. We're talking travel and rec. And we're definitely talking all sports. The programs have gotten weaker. Had an interview this week with two of the twins from Liberty who said the numbers are kind of low. Talked to other coaches who said the numbers are low. And when you look at the travel and the rec leagues, you see, when you look at the rec sports leagues, you see that they're starting to have low numbers and having to travel. And then the travel team isn't getting a bunch of numbers. So what is making it weaker? Me personally, went Facebook Live, had a lot of comments, people had a lot to say. My personal opinion was egos. I felt like egos was the issue. And I'm talking egos with the parents, the players, and the coaches. Egos was hurting the sports. People wasn't coming together to make it stronger, and that was killing the sport. Coach Derek seems to have a different opinion.
I think it's dedication. I think it's egos as well. I think it's a combo of everything. I also know that we can't go off the numbers this year because of the whole COVID thing.
Right.
But
and I too think it's both. I'm not going to say, I didn't say it was dedication. I didn't use that word, but I said it was a number of things. But me feeling like ego is the main one. Dedication, but when you say dedication, you gotta specify.
Well,
because you're talking dedication from the pairs. Like, I broke it down all three. Well, egos from all three levels.
Well, the dedication as far as coaching goes to get better, to coach on different levels, to prepare kids for the next level, to have the high school coaches help with the program.
Let me ask you a question then. With that being said, you're saying dedication with the coaches. We talking coaches right now. All right? Right now, we talking coaches. So yeah. I say ego with the coaches because I feel like some coaches feel like they're too good to learn more. I feel like some coaches are too good to work with other coaches. I feel like you'll get rec league coaches they don't feel like they need to work with the travel coaches. Coaches from the travel feeling like they're too good to be on rec. So, like, that's the ego part that I say. You say dedication. I've got to ask you, and this is a crazy question, but when you say dedication, do you feel like if a coach is coaching football, do you feel like he has to do coaching clinics?
I don't feel like he has to do coaching clinics per se, like pay the money and go to the clinic. But if he isn't got somebody to, some
man,
source of...
Man,
if
you don't stop looking for a political way to say this shit and just say it.
If they don't have another source to learn from, then they're messing up. You don't necessarily have to pay the money to go to the clinic, but you have to learn from somewhere.
I get what you're saying. So like me, I have gone to different coaches' clinics and things of that nature, Glacier's clinics, high school coaches' clinics. I've done the online coaches' clinics, but even if I don't do the clinics and I don't pay for the clinics, then what I've learned to do is I've actually started going on YouTube. YouTube is like it, bro. YouTube is there, dog. YouTube, you can look up anything on YouTube, whether it be defense, offense, whatever the case may be. So you're saying that if you're not going to go to the clinics, you got to educate yourself somehow, some way.
Well, yeah.
Because you can't stand still.
You can't get better.
Yeah, coaches got to change with the time.
Yeah, you can't get better if you're not learning.
I've always been a power run game guy. But the power run game now, because the defenses have gotten so much stronger and faster, you had to add in the spread. Everybody's doing the spread.
Yeah, you have to be able to grow with the game.
How many hours a week do you feel like a coach? How many hours a week do you put into coaching?
Oh shit. Too much. I put a lot of time into football.
It don't stop.
It don't stop.
It really don't. It don't stop, bro. It don't stop.
If I had to put a number on it, I would say 20 hours a week.
And the practices are normally only 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And you normally only practice 2-3 days a week.
But there's always something else going on that has to be done.
Oh, listen, we stay in the message group on some talking football.
Well, I didn't even add that. Yeah, if I put that in there, it's probably like 30 hours.
Real talk, though.
Yeah.
But in order to be competitive, you have to be that way. Because, see, and this is the thing, and this is where I say that it's a little different. And then we don't want to get off topic, but this is where I say it's a little different than rec ball, because you don't have to do it as much. Because in rec ball, you don't have to recruit kids. You take what's signed up. So you're not always talking to parents and trying to convince them that it's a good thing to do, letting them know what you can do and how you can benefit them. You don't have that with rec ball.
Right.
So your dedication don't have to be as strong doing rec ball than it does doing travel ball. Because then once you recruit the kids, you got to make sure they got all the paperwork. You got to answer a million questions.
Yeah.
Talking to a team mom or a parent. You need a great team mom, man. And that dedication.
I got a good one.
Yeah, you do.
So anyways, coaches got to be dedicated to get the kids better and prepare them for the next level, what that is. And then a lot of times you'll hear high school coaches, they'll talk about kids coming in, they don't even know a proper three-point stance. So that comes from the dedication of the little league coaches not doing their job properly or learning the game. But it also says something about the high school coaches because they're not offering their services to them to help their program. So they're not dedicated enough to even get out there to help their own program with upcoming kids.
So it sounds like dedication and ego go hand in hand.
I don't know if ego even has anything to do with it. It has to do with, you know, not.
So then what would make you as a high school coach not want to go out there and help the coach that's going to teach the kids that's coming to your school?
Just if you feel like you don't have time for it. So you ultimately, when you take that job as a high school coach,
right?
Unless you're making that amount of money, you're only putting.
Wait a minute, though. But what does money got to do with coaching?
That's the problem. That's another problem.
But hold on, though. As a coach, you're a coach. Majority of high school coaches start off coaching where? In the rec league.
Yeah, little league.
At some point, they started coaching little league, right?
Should have, anyways.
But they right.
I think they should have, but whatever.
So, well, whatever. With that being said, as a coach in general, you know what youth coaches go through. You know that you're going to get these kids coming in. So why wouldn't you want to be involved? So what, you need an extra? Oh, I don't make enough to do all that?
I think that part of the dedication. So you're going to put that extra time in because half of these high school coaches are teachers as well. So they have to do all that, grade their papers, do all that, and be a coach. Do they want to give up their Saturdays to come out and see the upcoming talent? That takes some real dedication. That's something I would do to better my program.
Right. When you put the title on, when you put on the title of coach, you know what comes with that hat. You know how many loops come in that hat. So when you take the responsibility, especially on a high school level, to me, that shouldn't even be a question.
I've only seen one high school come out to Little League football. One high school coach since I've been in Polk County.
I'm trying. Well, I can't say I've only seen one because I know high school coaches that run Little League programs.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying in Polk County.
Oh, in Polk County.
You know, have you seen multiple? I mean, damn, man, you gotta pull tooth and nail to get a field to play on.
That's a true fact.
So, I mean,
I have seen
to the youth in our area is some shit.
I have seen a coach.
We don't want to talk about that.
I have seen. No, we definitely. We're speaking. It's just getting into it.
Yeah.
Listen, you definitely got to go through hell to get a feel. But I will say that I have seen a coach come to multiple.
One.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So, that's who I've seen.
That's who I've seen.
You know.
Now, I'm not saying just because I haven't seen him. Now, I can't say that. Finn did used to come to the FYFFL, the youth flag ran by Jennifer Dorsey. Finn, when he coached at Liberty, did come out. He would ride out there on the golf court and stuff like that.
I don't know that much about that because I
didn't do flag.
I only did 1 year of that.
So.
But
you're right though. The
high school coaches need to be a little bit more dedicated to the youth.
To the youth. We both agree on that because I've said that as well.
And so if that happens, then.
And we're not just talking about we let them use our field. No, that's
No. We want them to be a part of
right.
it. I just want the boys to be ready. So if I know what defense they're running, you know, maybe I could get some freshmen in there that might make some noise.
Right. Because you look in these other areas. It's funny that you say that because when you look in these other areas, like I know some freshmen in Prince William County, go to schools in Prince William County through the 707 and through youth football when I was coaching with the Warriors out of Manassas, that their freshman year, because those high school coaches was also involved in the Little League, their freshman year, when they got there, the coaches knew who they was, they knew what they could do, they knew how they could perform, and they knew how they coached. Them freshmen got burned and made a statement early. That helps with your offers.
But yeah, absolutely. That's what I was about to say. It's all a thing. If it's about the kids, then let's make sure it's about the kids. And so the best thing for the kids is to run the same exact program all the way up to high school.
Feeder program. I've been speaking about that forever.
And then when they get to high school, they'll know the ins and outs of the offense. Obviously, they won't know it all because every level is different.
Right.
They add things or however they do it.
Correct.
Calls, tags, whatever. But at least
you'll know the basics.
They'll know the basics. So they'll pick the tags up their freshman year, say. By their sophomore year, it's just all...
Adding little bits and pieces. You're adding accessories. And that's what I said on the Facebook Live. If they work together, then you can have a feeder program. But the ego, and that's why I said egos, because their egos won't allow them to work together. What other reason would stop them other than their egos?
But why would you have an ego that has anything to do with rec?
Why does a lot of...
Or Little League football?
Listen, you got coaches out here that is very, very, very pressed on that rec trophy. What do you mean, why would they have an ego?
There's definitely people...
Right.
Pressed on the...
Why do people do a lot of things that they do? We don't know. But they do it. That's why I said ego. So you say, but you say dedication. I'm cool with that. I respect that. Because like I said, there's multiple reasons. No one answer is the right answer or wrong answer. There's multiple reasons. So when you talk dedication, what dedication? Because, you know, parents, I mean, let's keep it real. You got parents that sign up for travel ball, but then don't want no parts of travel sports.
Well, see, some... Parents are an issue as well. So when there's different, they just like everybody else knows, there's different levels to everything we do in life.
Facts.
So if you want your son, or your son is in a position where his only opportunity to go to school is a scholarship or a bunch of loans, one of the two, then you would want to push him to get the scholarship.
Because it's easier. It takes a lot more dedication.
It takes not only the dedication from the child, but as a parent. And being a parent and being a leader, you should instill that dedication into them.
Right. And again, real quick, and I mean to cut you off, disclaimer, these are our opinions. These are not what it is. It's not in stone, but these are our opinions.
Yeah, we're not throwing shots at no...
And again, as long as you can... as long as you can voice your opinion in a respectful manner, then everybody has a right to voice their opinion. With that being said, if you don't like what we're saying, it is what it is. These are our opinions. Now, my bad. As you were saying...
But dedication as a parent has to be there as well.
But like you said, even more if you know... And we all know our own situations. We know... If we can and can't. Like, my dad kept it a band with me. Bro, you want to go to college? You better get a scholarship.
That's exactly what I told my son.
What? College ain't cheap.
All right. Or get out a lot of loans.
A lot of them.
But with that said, it takes a parent to, you know, come in from work and want to go back out and do it.
But when we talk parent dedication, bro, like, what do you say about the parents? Because some parents get a bad rep or a bad knock for being too dedicated.
There's no such thing as too dedicated.
You don't think so?
No.
So you don't think driving your kid 2 hours to practice?
But that's not dedication. See, there's a dedication to the craft. You understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. There's so not you a, saying, there's not when a you dedication say dedication, to, When you saying dedication, not trying to speak for you, but I'm just want to make sure I'm understanding. When you say dedication, you mean if there's practice, try to make every practice unless it's a situation
where
you can. Try to be on time.
Correct.
Try to make sure you got the registrations paid on time. Make sure you got paperwork done when it's supposed to be
done.
All those
All those are things that it takes a lot of dedication to get those things done on time. It takes a lot of dedication to go in your pocket and pay for private training. It takes a lot of dedication to go in your pocket to pay for registration. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
You got to work. Maybe you might work a couple extra hours to cover the registration
fee. I'm with you.
So it's dedication on that level.
I'm with you. And we already know what you expect from dedication on the kids level. You can't just be me, dedication on the kids level. You can't just be a you can't just be a game kid. You can't just say, well, I'm good in the games. You can't say, I don't need to come to practice. You can't just be a practice kid where you say, I only think football on practice days.
The only thing I'm going to say about a kid in dedication, the moat, and I'm not, is be there. Okay? If you get there, and then once you start going, then the coaches will figure out how where your football dedication is at.
Oh, so you saying just show up?
Just show up. If you
show up.
I'm not saying the kids show up and not do shit.
Oh, okay.
You get there, come ready to work.
And work. Even if you do it wrong, work.
Correct.
Oh, all right. All
right. I'm not saying just show up.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Be there. But we also had to keep in mind, kids grow at different paces. You understand what I'm saying? We all see it. So there's going to be some 8-year-olds that might not be good till they get right before high school or pick up the game or you know.
We've seen it where we get kids and we'll be like, man, they finally click.
Yeah, finally click. That's the word I was looking for.
There's some that just come out and it's boom. It's just natural.
It's there.
And then there's some that it does take a year or two of them really getting into it and really grooving it, and then it clicks. And then some go through youth sports and not be that good, and then all of a sudden you see them in high school and it clicked.
Right. So that's what I'm talking about with kids. So they got to get a pass a little bit. Yes, we push them on the field. Yes, we want to see them dedicated. Yes, we want them to work hard. But as far as that extra work on that ladder after practice or the parents, you know what I mean? With kids, it's a lot tougher than the adults. The adults, you can hold accountable for exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And there ain't no question. Kids, you can hold accountable as well. I'm not babying the kids, but what I'm saying is they're not adults.
The adults have to be taught. So
if you get them to us, what I meant by just get them to practice, you get them to me, I'm going to show them, you know, this is what it takes.
You want
to get better, you have to dedicate your time here.
So you feel like one of the reasons is dedication. I'm with you. So dedication, egos, I'm with you.
Because
what happens is if the less dedicated people we get in the youth programs, as they move on, the worse the programs are going to be. And that, I guess that does affect the programs as well, because if you got kids that's not dedicated at a young age, then when they get in high school, they're not going to be dedicated.
And I did see something else, too, that's a lot of truth, too. I saw the comments on the live feed. It's some damn video games. Kids used to, you know, go outside and play. Kids don't do that no more. I remember playing football in my front yard all the time.
On a regular basis.
You know, out there with the neighborhood kids. You don't see kids outside no more in the neighborhoods. Very seldom.
Man, we used to get off the bus. We used to pick teams on the bus. So when we got out there, we didn't have to waste no time.
But that hurts the leagues as well.
It does. So I'm going to ask you then, because I also seen where people have been speaking about it.
Soft hurts too.
Yeah, soft definitely plays a part. But I'm going to ask
everybody's...
you. So I'm going to ask you this, because I said they need to work together. I said your rec and your tribal needs to work together. I said it needs to be like a feeder program. I compared it to Freedom High School and their structure. And again, like I said in the live feed, feel how you feel about individuals. We're talking football.
All right, listen.
And their structure. Because listen, up there you got the PME Bears, right? Yes. And a lot of the coaches from Freedom High School and a lot of the coaches from the middle schools up there coach with the Bears. You feel what I'm saying? So you got the Bears already learning Freedom system. Then you had his brother coaching, Jeff. And me and Jeff bump heads all the time. But then you had his brother coaching
the middle school. So by the time they got into the high school, they're going to be a dominant program because they have structure. You got to love the structure. So with that being said, I've seen it out in Maryland as well. You would have my man Dennis, a dude named Dennis, who I used to link up with to do the jamborees and stuff out there at St. John's High School. I would talk to Dennis, and I watched how they did their thing as well because you had Westlake.
So you're talking about, hold on, let's talk real quick.
I'm talking feeder program.
But you're talking about the rec and the travel program linking up.
They don't even have to link up. Like when I first started with when I first started coaching travel ball, you had the they were called Fauquier Timberwolves, but it was really FYF Timberwolves.
Do you remember the pond back then though?
But what I'm saying, okay, and that's the point that I'm making. I understand it was a bigger pond back then, but the Timberwolves was the travel division for the rec league.
Yeah. Along with the Wolfpack, that was in Fauquier.
Well, no, Wolfpack wasn't with FYF. They were their own travel.
Yeah, they were their own travel. They were there.
But what I'm saying is the Timberwolves was a travel division within the rec league.
Yeah.
You see it in soccer. You'll have a rec soccer league, but they'll have a travel division within that rec soccer league. Lacrosse has the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. You'll have a local rec lacrosse league, but then within that league, you'll have travel teams, correct?
Here's where the problem lies.
Why can't we have that in football?
That's where the ego comes in. So if you went to, let's say, FYF. I was there. You've been there. You know what I mean? It is what it is. We went to FYF. And we said, look, take all the whole pool of kids. Put them together. We pick out travel players and the difference between travel and rec players. You know how many feelings is going to be hurt about Tommy not being good enough or Billy ain't? You got what I'm saying? Why they ain't put Tommy on there?
And that's why I said egos is the issue. Because it's not going to be just the parents. You're going to have coaches that are going to say, well, why can't I coach travel? Coaches that have never thought about coaching a travel team ever. But now and all of a sudden, because it's an option, they're going to feel like that they should, you get what I'm saying? Which they can.
Well, I think if that was ever to happen in a perfect case scenario,
you can't
all the coaches would coach together.
But you can't say if that ever happened. If it ever happened again.
Okay, if it ever happens again. If it ever happens again, this is how it would have to work. It would have to work that the same coaches that's coaching on that travel level would have to coach the same type of stuff on the rec level. Because that's how you're preparing the kids. You're preparing the kids to be better to eventually get to that travel part. And then you're preparing the travel kids to eventually get to high school. And then you're preparing the high school kids to eventually get to college. That's how that has to work. But the best way for that to work is to run that same system. So if the coaches was in their own
feeder program.
Right. So the coaches was in their own heads about coaching and where they're coaching at. That's some bullshit because you're running the same fucking system.
Listen,
so it doesn't matter where you're coaching it at.
I have always said that. It makes sense. Because when Linnell did it, it made sense to me. It made sense to me. Because you're still allowing the kids that need to get development to get the development that they need. And then the other kids that are ready to go advanced level and ready to go travel level can go out here and sharpen their skills playing against the best talent in other areas. It gets them ready for the high school. We don't have middle school ball in our town in Fauquier. Culpeper has it. Orange has it. I believe Madison has it. But we don't have it. So you got to have a strong travel program.
I would like to say this.
It's tough. Nowadays, it's tough to go from rec. Because there's so many travel programs, it's tough to go to rec. Go straight from high school from rec. That's a quick culture change, bro. That's such a quick and different culture change.
Yes. In order for that to happen in this area ever again, it would take...
It's been too many bridges burnt.
It'd take a miracle.
As sad as it is to say that, it's sad.
To be honest with you, it would have to take one organization just taking over, monopolizing, and do it. Period. That's what it would have to take. One organization to monopolize the entire area and do it how it's supposed to be, or how we were speaking on it. Not, we're not saying that we're right.
No, but no stretch of imagination. Right, right.
But in order for what we're saying to work, one organization would have to monopolize the entire football in the area and do it. That's how it had to go down. And then you had to...
Because right now, like I said on the live feed, right now, and if you really look at it and you think about it, if what is being said and what is being put out there is true about CFA joining Jefferson District, if that's the case, now you got three tribal organizations in this area. If you really want to look at it.
The problem with...
Because we don't have rec football here now.
Well, we got rec level play.
But it's not... My definition of local rec football is...
You go to the same field.
You play at the same field. You practice in the same town. You play in the same town. Your games are right there. That's my definition of rec football.
That is.
If you have to travel outside of your town to play football...
Rec football is recreation. You do it at your recreation center. Yeah.
If you got to travel outside your area for a game, you're playing travel ball.
Yeah, that is what it is. That's the definition.
To sum it up, so we won't have, if what is said is true, we won't have a rec league in the area.
But we could, ultimately, if one org ran the whole...
Right.
Because if the only
football came through one hub...
Then it could happen.
And then you can say, okay, this is our rec division. Again, just like in soccer, just like in lacrosse, this is our rec division. This is for everybody that wants to stay in the local area or feels that they are, or we feel that they are, or the coaches feel that they're not ready to play on a tribal level. And then this is for your more experienced kids where they can play on a tribal level and sharpen their skills.
Right. Or even,
and that's in any sport because if you, like I told my man Jerome Pollard, who coaches at Eastern View, imagine if you had one AAU basketball program that said this is the rec side and this is the travel side. Yeah. The teams you could put together.
Yeah. And imagine it's just different.
If you got more than one high school in your program, you can say, okay, the kids that are district to go to this high school be in
just
this
like
program.
FYF did. That's actually pretty good.
And that's why I gave them credit. I said, and that's what I said. FYF, what they ended up doing when they said.
But here's the thing about that.
Now Jefferson District.
Now they made that change. They made that change, right? Hold on a second. They made the change for the Eagles, the Cougars, and the Falcons.
Correct.
Right? So. The Eagles coaches,
correct,
should have teamed up with Buzzo and them,
and learned their system,
or Finn, whoever was there,
and learned their
and
system.
And learned their system. The Falcons people should team up with Buck,
correct.
And then I don't know who's coaching that Kettle Run right now, second, but they could talk to Mr. Fry. I know him.
Yeah, right.
So and find out and set that up.
Because listen, that's what most of the schools. I do know this for a fact. That's what most of the teams in the Jefferson District League does.
But we know what Louisa does.
They've run whatever their school, they have their school's name, blah, blah, blah. So that, and that's why I said, FYF doing that is good, but now you got to get, as you said, the dedication from the coaches.
Right. Even, you know what would be even better? If some of them high school coaches would even be a head coach or something on one of them rec teams, or the rec team just coming up, that would be nice.
Head coach, assistant coach. Hatfield used to do that out in CFA.
Then they could practice right there at Liberty. He could have practice with the high school boys after school.
Right.
And then the rec boys could come right on in.
Right.
Practice, same system, same type everything, same type learning, and then carry their asses on
in
home.
In a perfect run. World.
Perfect world. Ultimately dedicated for the kids to better football in the area. That's what it's going to take.
But it's looked upon as a perfect world.
Yeah. Shitty, isn't it?
Because that would be sweet. Picture your high school. Like, picture your high school having their football practice, and as they're coming off the field, the little ones is coming. Now, I know with COVID, you got to keep them different. But we're not talking about COVID.
We talk perfect shit, right?
Well, you're right. We talking, right. So, picture your high school coming off the field, and then the little kids coming in. Little kids that are going to be going to that school.
Correct. High-fiving the boys. Watch the boys on Friday.
Because I ain't going to hold you. I used to like going to CC. I'm a Culpepper graduate, and I used to love going to watch.
Well, even better than that, they could, you know, the little bleachers they got down there.
As a middle school, they could take
all the rec kids that the high school coaches are coaching every Friday. They only had to pay to get in. They can go down there and sit in them little bleachers down there where coaches watch them just waiting to do the halftime thing. And it'd fucking be just, it'd be...
Peachy. Bro, listen. I used to love watching the kids, the older kids before me playing your Lamont McCrays, your Kenyon Smiths. your Duran Mortons when I was a middle school kid. You get what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, you're having your high school kids come in and the, I mean, coming off a practice field, and then your youth kids coming on the practice field and getting to know the high school coach. That's huge, bro.
It's huge. Having them out there, just they look up to it like the guy.
They can't, that brings back the, like, Culpepper has the Blue Devil pride. That brings back the pride in the school. This is the school I'm going to be going to. I'm already learning their stuff. Picture being a high school coach, and I've said this before, picture being a high school coach and you get them, and they've been running your system since they was 9, 10 years old, and now you're getting them as a freshman. It makes your program better as well.
Yeah, you don't have that. You don't have that type of dedication in this area.
It's not there, bro.
And listen, man, listen, it's no doubt. It takes from your family. It takes from your personal time.
But think about it. But can we really listen? So with that being said, most guys, most high school coaches that are married to women who understand that because they've been in the football for years. If you're coaching in high school, you've been in football for years.
Yes.
So you're married to women that understand that this is a part of you. This is a part of your job.
Yes, probably super supportive.
So super supportive. Probably don't miss a game. Just
right.
A true coach's
team,
wife.
High school team mom kind of type there.
So with that being said, how is it? I can't see it being that difficult or taking away that much time. And the reason I say that is because now it'd be different if you had to actually leave home and go do it. But with the Zoom setup now and all of that, how, like, you get what I'm saying?
You're looking at what? 8 hours a week. 3 practices at 2 hours apiece.
I get what you're saying. The coaches, you know, high school coaches coaching. Like I said, Hatfield did it. The coach at Eastern View coached in CFA. I seen it with my own eyes. And I'm not even saying they got a coach, but just be involved.
Just be involved.
The apples. Get with the youth coaches and say, look, this is what we, because I'll give Coach Buck has done that with me.
Yeah.
When he came in, he reached out, hey, this is what we run. This is the playbook. I don't care if you have it. This is how we do it. This is how we move. Teach it to our kids that's on your team.
Yeah.
So I feel like me personally, so you're, we're saying the same thing. We just have different reasons.
Yeah.
You're saying that they don't do it because of dedication. I'm saying it's egos.
Well, somebody else might say something else. I'm just saying that's.
But the end result is we are saying the same thing, that we need people to be more involved.
Put your ego aside, pick up your dedication, and get the hell out of here and fucking help these kids.
There you go.
Put your ego
to the side and find your dedication, because that'll help the youth programs.
That will.
It's got to start the youth program.
If it don't start the youth program, your program's already. Because you're going to be changing your offense every single year.
Yeah, it's got to start the youth program.
You know what I'm saying? Like. So, I like Finn, but if I had one thing to say about Finn, I don't feel like Finn changed or helped his offense to help his players. I feel like he tried to make his players fit his offense.
And it was what it was.
That's my knock on Finn on that. Okay? But with that said, if that same boys that he had at that particular time had been running that offense previously, 3, 4 years previous, before they even got to the school, he don't have to change his offense. All he has to do is fine tune it and add to it.
Well, this is the thing, and I give Finn, and I got, and I, and people. Heard
well, I'm not calling Finn.
With that being said, Buzzo, I can name the coaches. OG Buzzo, which is coach the Liberty coach, Buzzo's dad. OG Buzzo gave me his system. Let me touch, work with his system. He let me come to his 2-a-days. I said this on the live. He let me come to his practices. He got me involved with his system. I ran his system with the same kids that he had come in that were successful with him, and then he passed them off. But with that being said, same thing with Finn. Finn opened his door to me. He let me come in. He let me learn some things. I used those same things with the same kids that he ended up passing it off. A lot of those kids that went undefeated last year. You know what I'm saying? So it's been proven that when the coaches on the high school level work with the coaches on the youth level, it makes the high school team successful.
Yeah.
So it's been proven. So again, the only thing that can stop it from happening is egos.
And dedication.
We're gonna keep suffering until that happens. In my personal opinion, until we can get everybody to put their egos aside. So let's show more dedication, at the youth level all the way up to the high school level.
Yes.
It's going to continue to be hard for our kids to get to the next level.
You know what would even be better? What would even be nice? If a couple of them high school boys stuck around for the rec practice and worked with them young boys. Because I've had high school kids come out to some of my practices, and the kids love it.
I've had that done for years. They think it's cool.
Yeah.
They think it's the coolest thing in the world.
So you stick, those kids can stick around and help out a little bit. Hold up. Even better than that, don't high school football players have to do community service? Isn't it a requirement to do community service for the high school football program?
Some, I believe. I'm not sure.
I know it is for Liberty.
That's community service.
That's community service. To be out there helping young men, and not it's not
that's going
to
fill your shoes.
Yeah, it's going to fill your shoes, and it's not bad. It's fun community service. You get to go out there and teach what you're learning,
which you love to do anyway.
Correct. So it's a win-win.
Involved, dog. I'm
telling you. If they want to go rake the leaves at a church one weekend, they can go rake the leaves at a church.
I feel like that's what'll help strengthen the programs from the bottom to the top. Is if people actually came back together. Figure out a way to make it work, man. Because it again, like you said, the dedication, egos, get more of one and a lot less of the other, and come together as a unit, bro. I feel like it would make the area, again, like you said, get the high school kids involved, because that's going to make the younger kids want to be there even more. I can't wait. Dog, listen, I got, for example, and I can say this, and I can use the name because I know the parents. So, you know, I have no problem saying the name of the kid when I know the parents very well. Ryan Dodson's little brother, Chase, couldn't wait to get a Team Savage shirt. Zay.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to get a Team Savage uniform.
They look
because
up
of what they seen their older.
Is what
you
it
get
is.
What I'm saying?
Here you go.
And then the way we used to have them practice, we would have the younger kids practice right next to the older kids. So with that being said, it brings that, and like I said with my brother Doc, and like I said with Culpepper, it brings back that Blue Devil pride. We took pride in the school that we was going to play for as youngins. We took pride in it. So when the kids at a younger age on the youth level take pride in their school, that's my school, that's the school I'm going to be going to. It makes a difference.
You're involved in high school football. You're
yes,
involved
I am.
You're
a
involved.
Lot.
You're involved in youth football.
Okay.
I have a young son, 11-year-old son.
Correct.
He has friends.
Correct.
They'll go to the football game with me, be on the field with me.
Correct.
They love that. They love being able to say, look at
and they
Justin.
Know him by name.
Yeah, right.
Know him by name.
Look what they're doing. They love it.
Look at my 7-year-old nephew at 5 years old, 4 years old, can tell you who the starters was on Culpepper and
But Eastern. I'm just telling you that's what we need.
We got to get back to it.
The principals need to help out too.
We got to get back to it.
The athletic directors need to help out. The it goes all the way down to the daggone.
And we're not talking. And me, we're not talking. We're not talking. You know, help out by having a damn meeting and yeah.
No, just allow it.
And all that. We're talking about involved. Show your face.
Right.
Introduce yourself. Let yourself be known.
Cannot do it without you.
Like, show that, like, I'm with that. I feel like it'll make it stronger. We started off talking about why we thought it was weaker, but I like the fact that we've actually, in talking about that, you kind of come up with an opinion on how to fix it.
A blueprint.
On how to fix it.
A blueprint.
Not just talk about the negative. We know the negatives of it. We know why it's not working. Egos, no dedication, lack of effort, whatever the case may be, is the cause of it. But I like how, in talking about it, you can figure out some type of opinionated way to fix it. Because, again, at the end of the day, we don't know exactly how to fix it. But we know that if you're not working...
I mean, I'm not...
We know what won't work.
Right. Keep doing the same shit. But
we know that won't work. We can't keep doing what's going on now.
No, because it's steadily going... It's steadily leaving us. I believe that. I believe that football, without the proper shit that needs to be take place, is going to keep leaving us.
I agree.
It needs to change. It needs, because of the dedication, the egos, and the opinion that it's going to happen anyways, what are we going to do to save it? There's some of us still out here trying to fight this fight.
Yeah, it is, man. I can name a lot of them. It's a lot of us out here still trying to fight the fight to bring it back.
And but we got,
like I said, hold on, and maybe you can correct me.
I don't want to go. Let me say that. I'm gonna cut but you off. Real quick. You always cut me off. I'll cut your ass off. Listen, it's roadblocks, man.
It's definitely roadblocks.
Listen, there's a lot of us out here working to help the youth, to better the youth, to try to get them to school, to get them to the grandest stage, the NFL, and that ain't on my level by no stretch of the imagination. Right. But that's the ultimate end goal. The sky's the limit. Stop putting these damn speed bumps and roadblocks. Well, we ain't gonna call them roadblocks because we're gonna bust right through that shit. But stop putting these speed bumps up to try to slow us down, and because you're not slowing us down.
I feel you.
You're slowing the kids down.
That's what they don't get.
You not hurting me because I'm gonna keep working. I'm gonna do what
and
I
you
do.
You can throw that. You know what? I'm glad you cut me off because you can throw that. You can throw that in the group. What you can throw that in the pot of issues. You can throw that in the pot of whys as to why the youth leagues, which end up making the high school programs weak. Another one of the reasons that it's weak is because people take their personal feelings for another individual and they put it in the way of what's best for the kids.
Yes, and that's a problem.
And that's a problem. You got, like you said, you got people out here that will set back and say, oh, they're trying to do this. I'm going to stop it because I don't like him. Not realizing you're not stopping that individual. You're stopping the kids.
Yeah.
You're stopping the kids.
Whether I agree with somebody and how they're doing something or I don't, if it's benefiting the kids and it's getting them to a different level, who the hell am I to throw any kind of resistance up to that? Listen, you are an asshole. You're an asshole.
If you're stopping the kid, and I've said it before, if you're doing anything to prevent kids from doing anything productive, I don't care if it's sports, I don't care if it's arts, I don't care if it's education. If you are an adult and you are preventing kids from doing something productive, you're trash.
Yeah. Everybody has to be involved. The principals, the athletic directors, even the deputies at the school that's at the football games is yelling at the kids for throwing a damn football. Man, come on, you had a football game. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was one of the biggest things growing up.
We tell them to play, but then don't let them play.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. You go to the high school football game to sneak off in the cut and throw the football with your buddies, play a little bit of tackle, go home with grandstands on your pants, and your mama mad at you.
Everybody's done it.
You know what I mean? That's a part of the game. You're taking that from it. So now, not only are you taking the game from the kids, you're taking the fun part of the game that gets them involved in the game in the first place away from them. So, you are being a total, you're ripping their football hopes from them without even knowing it because they can't even throw a damn football at a football game. And if you want a designated area for the kids to throw the fucking ball, Let them go in that little Cajun area somewhere. Liberty has one. And let them throw the football in there or something.
Preach. We did it.
It's not going to...
I did it at Old Broman.
But yet, y'all too busy chasing them down. Tell them put the ball away and get out of there.
Listen, man.
Hey, and nothing. Parents, when that shit's going down and the kids are having fun and stuff, and you see, you do have to keep an eye on your kid, too. Make sure you know where your kid is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It goes back. It's weird because it sounds like what you're saying is in the sense of they're taking the fun out of it. They're taking the fun out of it.
And then wonder why it sucks.
And then wonder why it sucks.
Yeah. No,
you're taking the fun out of it and you wonder why it sucks. You put up roadblocks to stop the kids from playing, but then you wonder why the team isn't that good.
Listen,
at the end of the day, what it sounds like. Now, I said it was egos. You said it was dedication. Some of the people on the Facebook post said it was dedication. Some of the people on the Facebook post said daddy ball. Coach is not really learning how to coach. So there's 100 different reasons why. But the overall noun, I change it. I say egos is one of them. Yes. But the overall issue now is people ain't working together. They're not working together.
Yeah, well, egos and dedication is involved in that.
People not
and a lot
together.
Of people just say fuck it too.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Because once I try to work with you and you don't want to work with me, then at that point now it's just okay.
See, down. I'm not that guy.
I'm that guy. I'm. Listen, we speak our truth on here, right?
We going.
We speak our truth on here, correct?
Yeah.
I'm that guy. If I try to work with you, I openly try to work with you, and you shit on me, it's up from there.
Yeah, but they might not have shitted on you, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might have just flicked you off or something. See, you take the smallest little...
I'm emotional.
I'm an emotional dude, too, but you take that shit like... 50 Cent, let's say the dude flicked you. You got what I'm saying? You'd be like, that mother... Like, you take it like he punched you in your face or something.
I have to.
You know what I mean?
But listen.
You blowing it up. Here's the thing. It takes... You can't change people, right?
Right.
You can only hope that they would change themselves to benefit the cause, whatever that cause is.
Okay.
If you aren't working to help that change... No matter what the people are, no matter how much shit the people give you, and looking at the ultimate prize, then you're part of the problem as well.
What you mean?
Not saying you in general. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm confused. Oh, I get what you're saying. If you're just okay with it being...
If you're worried about how they hurt your feelings.
If you're okay with it being the way that it is, rather than trying to help get it to where it needs to be.
Right.
Then you're just as bad as the people setting the roadblocks.
Correct.
I'm with you. If you ain't not, if you're not trying
I'm not
to push
gonna,
it,
you want to talk about personal feelings? I'm not going to allow my personal feelings towards somebody prevent me from doing what's best for the kids.
And listen, and I said that on, I spoke on that on a live feed. There's people that I really don't outside of football.
Yeah, I heard you with Robert or whatever.
Everybody knows what our relationship was, but when it came to putting the best position in place for the kids in that age group, we said, listen, we're going to talk. We're going to put our differences aside like grown men. We're going to agree to disagree. Me and Jeff Overton bumped heads, talked trash for years. But as grown men, we know that we're both doing what's best for the kids. So you got to respect that. You got to respect that. If you're doing what's best for the kids, whether I get along with you or not, I'm going to respect that.
And if you, as long as you got that keyword, respect,
you can't go wrong. Ego shouldn't be involved if everybody is respecting everybody.
Right. If everybody agrees to a certain something and we all are going towards that goal, that's what matters.
And I got to say that I agree. But on that note, before we get into this last part in this last segment, we're going to give a shout out to the person that's sponsoring this segment. When it comes to home repair needs, you only need to know one name, and that's Coach's Construction. They handle everything, indoors, outdoors. I'm talking about putting walls up, taking walls down, drywall, paint, carpet, pressure washing. They can get it done. Building decks, staining decks, you name it. From repairs to restoration to extensions, they do it all, man. Coach's Construction. Go on Facebook. Type into your search bar at Coaches Construction and their Facebook page will pop up. They got pictures and videos of them when they're doing the work and the work being done. So any of your home repair needs, you definitely want to check out Coaches Construction. Again, go on Facebook and hit at Coaches Construction and get in contact with them and they will get back to you ASAP. Now that we're going to get into this new topic, fields. And it kind of goes back to what we said with the high school programs and the coaches, youth division as well, but fields. So I got to ask you a question. Let's talk about this. Let's think about this, okay? When we talk about high schools in the Prince William area, we immediately start talking about Freedom, Stonewall,
Osborne. Right.
Osborne Park. You get what I'm saying?
Hey. Manassas Park.
So, but hold on. So, with that being said.
Oh, hold on Manassas Park, huh? That's how you gonna do us?
So, with that being said, I look at those schools and I say, Darrell Overton's the head coach of Freedom. He also runs the PME Bears. I know him as Stinks. Coach Stinks, the head coach of Stonewall. Coach Stinks coached with Mutiny for years. I believe Terry and Dinky was on that staff. May still be on the high school staff. They was with Mutiny for years. They was Mutiny, right? So with that being said, Coach Chris out at OP, Osborne Park, coaching GMYFL for years. So with that being said, you look down here. Which of our coaches in this area ever coached Little League football?
I know no head coaches probably, but I know some.
I mean head coaches. Yeah. We're head coaches.
I don't know any. Not that that matters.
But it does, because you see the difference? Look at the youth programs that I named.
Right. They didn't have to coach. It makes a difference on that stand, but they don't have to have coached youth before to help out with the damn youth.
I'm not saying that they have to, but what I'm saying is it goes back to the topic of what made the programs weaker. We spoke on what made the programs weaker. We asked why the programs are weaker. We gave our opinion on why the programs are weaker. Now I'm saying what makes them stronger. If you look at the pattern, the coaches at the high school level that do coach at the little youth level, it helps the youth programs, because guess what? Guess what the youth always has? A practice field.
Yeah. You know what the youth have up here?
Get it how you live.
Turn about 600 papers in to still say no. That's what you got to do up here. You know what I mean? You got to put it on your chapstick. And then go up there and kiss as many asses as you can. Hopefully you get a spot. You know what I mean? Huh?
I can't understand that.
That's some bullshit, bro. What about the ones you got to come out of pocket for? Oh, that's the good ones, you know what I mean? Where the youth team and the coaches had to come out their pocket with their own fucking money to pay for the rec kids in that county to play football. That's the good ones, you know what I mean? That's when they really hit you good. Hey, we're going to charge you to practice up there. We're going to charge you to take the youth kids that's going to help our area.
In your area.
Our future. You're going to have to pay for our future. Fuck you.
What about, I got one better for you, though. What about?
If anybody's listening, please donate a field. Please, more kids to go play on. You know what I mean? I'm tired of this shit.
What about this one? And it's crazy because this is the weird part. The other programs I'm talking about, if they do pay anything for those good game fields, it's not much. Why? I really want to know. I really want to know, why is it so hard? I understand insurance. Cool. Here, take the insurance paper. I'll get you the insurance paper.
Refs.
I understand if I got to fill out a sheet of paper to reserve the field and show you insurance. I dig that. I respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's got to happen.
But why is it? Why is the process? We live in two areas, Fauquier, Culpeper, Madison, anything down this way, with nothing but field space.
Nothing but fields.
And then if you're not, what irritates me is, if you don't get on the field, it's empty. Nobody uses it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why the youth groups...
Listen, no shit. We have enough field space down here in the community. We host all NFL football teams.
Yeah.
Seriously, think about that. But yet, I can't get my 11U team a practice field.
Just one team.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
It makes no sense.
It's embarrassing. And here's the thing. If we got to... Say we got to borrow your lights, okay? And I don't understand electricity costs money. I get it. And say for 2 hours it costs $30 to borrow the lights, man. I get it. I understand. I'm with you. Okay? I understand. But why are you going to charge us to rent the field? Why do we have to rent the field?
A field that nobody is going to use if I'm not using it.
Why do we have to rent a field?
But I think
what they could do, instead of that...
And I'm not saying we're the only area that goes through this.
Oh, no. Again, we're not throwing shots, but fuck it.
I'm sure it's a lot of areas that go through this.
I'm throwing shots.
But... But
I don't care, because it's annoying as shit.
It is annoying, because this is my problem.
Here you go.
You're going to charge me to use a field that's never used.
Correct.
And I'm using it for kids.
But hold on.
I'm not making no money off of it. I'm not charging to do nothing. I just need it for practice.
And hold on. The organization isn't making any money either, by the way.
Facts.
Matter of fact, we are paying money out of our pocket, guys. When we need lights for practice or anything like that,
we pay for it.
The coaches pay for that shit. Not the organization, because the organization don't have the money. The coaches are paying for that shit. I just paid for lights the other day. It's just what it is. Okay? We do not need you guys doing that to us and doing it to the youth of your freaking community. It's bullshit.
Everybody say that about the kids till you ask them to help the kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning, bro. Listen, everybody man. Say, listen, you got everybody eight. Say they're about the kids until you say, help the kids.
Can't go to see the lead, okay? Can't go to see the lead of practice. We got four fields over there. We can fit probably eight teams over there to see the lead.
Easy. And, okay? and follow COVID restrictions,
right?
Facts.
Okay, but we can't go there. That's fine. We can't go there. Okay, the field conditions.
The field conditions, or whatever it is.
But
closed until March.
Field ain't been played on in 6 years or some shit. The field has grown up like hay out there. But whatever. We cut that. The coaches would cut it, by the way, just so we could play on it. But whatever.
Speak on it, bro.
So we can't go there. All right. Well, what about the new facility that's got the six football fields out there? Might be more than that. I think six.
It's six.
Okay. Got the six football fields out there. We can't practice on any five of them except one, and we got to rent that for $150 an hour or whatever the hell it is.
Until March.
It's crazy
but
to
me.
But
the season, this is what, this is, and again, I believe the Sportsplex and Culpepper shut down till March. And this is, listen, this is what bothers me. If your seasons, your rec seasons start in March. I mean, your rec season, yeah. Some of these flag seasons start in March. Some of them start the first week of April. So if your seasons, your local seasons, and this is what bothers me. If your local leagues start in April, but you're not, but the parks and rec isn't opening the fields until March, you're giving your kids 2 weeks, 3 weeks to practice before their first game?
If that.
And that's why the rec leagues are weak.
If that.
Because you don't even have enough time to teach the kids.
Here's the deal, man. The kids should be allowed to go on any park and recreation field anytime they want. Period. You want to put nighttime restrictions? That's fine. Put lights out there. I tell you, you want to make some money, Fauquier County or Culpeper County, buy a light stand and put a timer that takes quarters. Okay? Mm. And then we'll just feed the timer with quarters till we get our practice in. Make us leave at 9 o'clock like every other park in the United States. Okay? I get it. But we'll just feed quarters in that machine for you guys and keep the lights on so we can practice. Okay? I think Ben Hill used to have one. I'm not 100% sure
on
that.
They did. They did.
Okay?
On the basketball
Bring that
court.
Shit back.
Yup. They did on the basketball
Do that
court.
Shit in these on these fields. Because believe it or not, when we want to do after season tournaments that really helps our kids out, or all-star games or anything like
Preach.
That, we have no lights.
He's talking.
We don't have that ability.
And then you can't, even if you own your own lights, you can't pull your lights up because you need a permit for that.
It's crazy. Put the damn light poles in there. Let us shove some quarters in that some bitch and let these kids learn the game
and
let us bring our own damn lights.
It's crazy. It's crazy because you say you wish the kids would get out and play like they used to, always off the video game. Play where?
That's
play where? Where are they gonna play? There's no more outdoor basketball courts in our area except Haytop.
If you didn't tell me.
You can't get on a football field.
Fauquier County hates kids.
Are you stupid? I'm not going. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
I'm just kidding. I don't agree with that either. But come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then they say, I know for a fact there's other areas that deal with this.
You know.
But I can only speak on the area that I live in. And with that being said, what do they always say? Well, just fill out the paperwork. You fill out the paperwork for Cedar Lee last football season. Did you ever hear back from them?
No.
Team Mom filled out the paperwork, right?
Yes.
Same paperwork that they was going to use, that they used to play the games at the Sportsplex, right?
Yes.
And you've never heard back, right?
No.
So even if you fill out the paperwork, it's like you're throwing the coin in the air.
Yeah. You have to push and push and push to make anything happen. And it's unfortunate, man.
It's not like coaches are trying to reserve the field to do their own thing. They're literally reserving the fields or using the fields to practice football. If you pull up and you see a group of kids running around playing and there's adults there supervising it, why is it an issue, period?
We are not making money. We not taking no money from you, fuck you. We not taking your money, homie. I swear to God. We not taking your money.
So you think it's about money?
Hell yeah, it's about money. How you gonna charge kids to play on the field? How you gonna charge kids to practice?
That taxpayer money paid for.
Taxpayer money paid for. Get the hell out of here. It's about money. You gonna charge us $150 for an hour.
Fields, man.
For a field, bruh. $150 an hour. How do you go to a kid and say, hey, look, dude, there's 15 of y'all, man. I need $10 a piece on me. Y'all want practice day? You see what I'm saying? A lot of these kids can't even afford to pay registration.
Bruh. They don't understand.
Oh, yeah. We help them pay for those, too, by the way. Just so you know.
They don't understand. People look at youth football when you get frustrated because you can't find a field. They don't understand why coaches get so mad about it. How can we practice and teach the kids properly if we don't even have a field? Look, and then, like you said, we end up having to come out of our own pockets. Or the league has to come out of his pocket to pay for fields for his kids to play. That makes no sense. Fields that are left empty. It's not like there's a list of people waiting to use the field.
Yes.
So you're paying for the privilege to use it. The fields are left empty if you're not there. That's what bothers me.
They could even say maintenance. If they wanted to say maintenance, they could say maintenance, T. But they don't even do that, bruh. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, listen,
Phil. They got a football field out there that we could use and be our home field.
Facts.
They don't even get cut and don't have lines in it. Nothing. They ain't had lines in it in 6 years, I bet.
And that's what I don't get. If you still have middle school, if you still have middle school football, then I would understand them not wanting us to be on the field so much, whatever the case may be.
Right, saving the field.
But they're literally not being used at all.
But yeah, we get yelled, not yelled at.
But if we go up there without checking, if we just say on a Saturday, hey, let's get a group of kids to go up here and work out, by Monday there's an email because somebody has complained or said something.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Assholes.
That's crazy.
But I'm going to say it like this, and this is it, okay? I respect everybody, okay? I just it is what it is in me. I can't help it, okay? I'm not going to spread shit, not going to say bad shit, not going to bash. I like to see the best in everybody,
right?
Okay? Fauquier County, come on, man. Step us up. I'm not throwing shots at you.
It's getting tough.
I mean, I'm pissed off about it, yes, because it doesn't... I'm not pissed off about me. I'm pissed off about these kids, man.
Yeah,
the
because
kids are suffering from this shit.
Because then,
please stop.
But then they wonder why you have to take kids. When I first took that group of kids, before we end this, they wonder why kids leave the area. Kids like Blake Corn. They wonder why I took the kids from the area to the Warriors that I did. Because you get tired of fighting against shit like this, bro. You get tired of fighting against it, dog.
Listen, I don't know what has to happen. I don't know if we have to have some type of town meeting or something and figure this out.
But the system has got to be easier for the kids.
Correct, man.
It's got to be easier.
Correct. And stop charging so much freaking money, man. Please.
Field should not be that difficult to get, bro.
No. Matter of fact, you know what I would like to do? Personally, I would like to sponsor a field. Okay? Derek Knighting. Coaches Construction would like to sponsor a field.
We'll take the maintenance.
Yeah, hold on. I got this.
Uh-oh, do you think Coach D?
I want to take over a field. Coach Construction wants to sponsor a field. Derek Knighting. Okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer to cut the grass at that field. The landscaping, the maintenance on that field. I'm going to offer to have lights out there till 9 o'clock.
I'm sure we can find another parent or two within the organization that'll be willing to help with that.
Right. So I would like to supply the lights till 9 o'clock, if the kids have something that they're working on to better themselves in their future, I would do that. I would do it at the old MM Pierce where they used to have the carnival.
What's the name? Hey, Commonwealth Warriors did it, Jenny Dean.
Right. So I would sponsor a field.
Coaches Construction.
How do I go about that? If anybody listening to this and knows how I would be able to go about sponsoring the field and taking over the maintenance and things like that on the field, I will make sure the insurance is cut and they can run that through Fauquier County before they even come on the field. But other than that, I'll take over the maintenance. I'll take over the lighting. I'll do that. Is that possible? How could somebody do that?
I like I said, Commonwealth Warriors did it with Jenny Dean. I don't know how they adopted Jenny Dean's Phil. I don't know how, but when you pull up, you see the sign. It says clear as day, Phil adopted by Commonwealth Elite Warriors. That's where they do all their practices at in Manassas. So I know that you could probably do it. I don't know how, but I'm sure one of our followers, one of our listeners, one of our parents on our program might be able to tell us how. But I don't see why the county would have an issue with you stepping in and saying, hey, listen, I'll take over the maintenance on this field. I got guys that'll help me. We'll take over the maintenance on this field. Let this be our field. This is our practice.
And you can check up. You can check up on it, make sure the fields look good, because I promise you, the fields going to look good. We're going to have lines on them, money, and they ain't going to be on them old janky-ass lines like you see at the damn, as you see at the damn Orange Bowl or whatever, the turkey bowl. You know what I mean? The lines my boy Deacon's be doing, you know what I mean? These going to be good lines, pristine lines.
But yeah, we got to figure it out. So at the end of the day, man, this episode
I'm just bullshit, dog.
At the end of the day, man, we're going to end it on that note, bro. This episode today, dog, was a good episode. I think we talked about a lot. We talked about how the programs, we spoke on how we felt about the programs and what made them weak. But then we kind of also came up with what we felt, in our opinion, would be a good fix. And that's for everybody to come together, put the egos aside, and show a little more dedication to the youth programs. Because that's what will make the high school programs better. And we also spoke on a real touchy topic in our area, which we know happens in other areas too. We know it don't just happen in our area. We touched on a topic as to fields, man. Why is it so difficult for us coaches to get football fields and us programs to get football fields just to teach kids, just to give the kids something productive to do? It shouldn't be that way. Man, Coach Derek stepped in here, got to speak in his mind and preaching a little bit of football to us, and he said he's willing to step up and take over the maintenance on the field if they let him, just so the kids can have somewhere to play. Hopefully somebody can hear this and make that happen for us.
Hey, before we're done, Fauquier County, I love you.
With that being said, man, we're out of here. It was Coach T, co-host today, Coach Derek, and he told you how he felt about the situation. Let's do something to help. At the end of the day, in order for football to get stronger in our area, we got to do something different than what we're doing right now. We're out of here. Local locker room.